CEO of the Central Goldfield Shire, is Lucy Roffey. Lucy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hope you had a good bet yesterday on the cup.
Well, I didn't have a bet.
Successful.
I watched the cup, but I love the big races like that, but sort of mowed the back lawn, watched the race, mowed the front lawn. So that's basically. What about yourself now?
I had my money on Spanish Mission, who came third, so missed out. But it was a beautiful day, I think, for lots of people to get together and catch up with family friends more than anything.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, that brings us to the topic still of COVID, which is, you know, I know the landscape is changing and the way we're tackling it is changing, but still got to be a lot of support there for people, and that's what you guys are doing.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to see more cases now coming into regional Victoria. And in Central Goldfields Shire, we only had two cases, you know, most of the whole period of COVID. But we've now got quite a few active cases in Central Goldfields. So last week, the Maryborough District Health Service and Council set up a COVID testing clinic. So it's a drive-through one, and it's just at the end of Lake Road. So it's open 9 to 5 every day, and we're really asking people if they've got any symptoms whatsoever to get tested. We didn't have any tier one sites in Maryborough or in Central Goldfields, but you just now know that it's out there somewhere, and so it's really important if people do have symptoms that they get tested, and the drive-through is a really easy way to do that. So just pop in Lake Road from Napier Street, and then it runs all the way up the lake and then connects it out of Boone Street. So there's plenty of space and plenty of room for people to come and get tested there. And just asking people to be careful when they're there, though, driving slowly and watching out for pedestrians, because there are obviously lots of people also walk around the lake, so it's quite a busy pedestrian area.
It is good, though, that, you know, as time goes on, there'll be more options for testing, and just the whole testing process is being made easier as well. So, and I think the most important thing is to see just the numbers of people who are going to get tested, which is very encouraging, as people really wanting to do what they can to get us back to whatever normal used to be.
That's right. And I suppose the other part of that then is getting vaccinated. So the Community Vaccination Hub, which again was a collaboration between the council and the hospital, is set up still in our community hub. And again, for this one you need appointment. So the phone number is 546 10300, and vaccinations will still be there for a couple of weeks. I think we're finding there's less and less people needing them because we've got such good vaccination rates, but there's still a few people out there that really need to book in and get a vaccination.
Yep, never too late to do it, that's for sure. So if you haven't already, get in and get it done, and onward and upward, as they say. So,
And just the last thing I wanted to mention too, because I know that a lot of people find the vaccination certificate process a little bit difficult on their phone. So again, there's lots of places that can help. We've got our library staff can actually show people how to connect up the Service Vic app with medical records through MyGov. And the Maryborough Community House are also helping people, and the Millhouse Neighbourhood House, as well as the Denali and District Neighbourhood Centre. So if you go bop into any of those places, the volunteers or the staff there can actually show people how to connect up their vaccination certificates, which really helps when you're trying to get out and about and do things like go and have a coffee.
No, it's pretty easy, really. It only took Steve and I about 45 minutes between the two of us.
Well, exactly. It is a bit hard for some people, and we're not all great with our mobile phones, so it's great we've got people that can help.
Exactly. Hey, Lucy, have a great week, look forward to having Jono over there Friday for another big outside broadcast as we make at Maryborough. You have yourself a fab week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much. Bye.